The following podcast is a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net. The following Spectrum One podcast may contain language that some may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
For over 10 years, and almost 500 episodes, the NAWC, always on.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the North American Wrestling Connection as sponsored by the Freakin' Awesome Network. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table tonight I have the round of the usual suspects, and I'll start with my man in the Big Apple, Jason Block.
Okay, I'm wearing a mask on my face. I don't want to get sick.
My God, how bad is it over there?
Just wash your hands regularly.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Wow. It's pretty bad over there. But we'll get to that.
Yeah, hopefully it hasn't spread around the planet. Shane, you all right?
Yeah, no, we're all good. Jesus Christ, I didn't even think like this was going to be a huge deal, but it's already hit 3 people and possibly more.
And somebody who might even be able to give us some numbers on it, but you're not a CDC guy, stat boy Josh Henniger.
You're absolutely right, and I'm alive. What? I'm actually here? On a pay-per-view week?
And thank you for being here, seriously.
6 weeks. Six.
Dude, it's been almost 3 years since I've had Delgado on the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, we are on a pay-per-view week, and I'm going.
Shut up!
What? I had my tickets long before these wonderful things that they're doing for me with this Shield reunion and a possibility of seeing a Demon Balor entrance in person, but man. You know, I know Bray has it bad in the booking, but now he could potentially be on the shelf right now.
And not his fault.
No. Him, Bo Dallas, and JoJo, who is dating Bray Wyatt still, despite all the negative publicity we saw about this a couple of months ago, are currently on the shelf with viral meningitis. I have to make sure I have this right, because the bacterial one's the one that's going to kill you.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. This is the reason Bo hasn't been on TV for the last couple of weeks. This is why Bray only did a vignette, last week and wasn't anywhere to be seen this week. And JoJo was not doing the announcing on Monday, something Mikey had to point out to me, because normally, I pay attention to the wrestlers, I pay attention to the referees, but I don't always pay attention to who's doing the ring announcing. So, depending on when this was detected and how long they've been on their antibiotics, is going to potentially impact. In fact, it's already kind of impacted the TLC match with the Shield versus Miz and Company. But not terribly so.
Right.
But the Balor Wyatt Monsters Ball, if I may be so trite.
Don't fall into an abyss there.
it was right there, man.
I had to.
But the fact that, you know, it's the great pumpkin sister Abigail is not going to happen on Sunday.
It's the great... He did look like the great pumpkin with the orange and black paint. Okay, mm-hmm. He did. Okay.
Damn you, fanboards. You're the one that made me think this. Damn you.
Spooky, scary skeletons. Oh, God.
versus crackhead Sister Abigail over there. I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying. This is why sometimes I really hate the boards.
Because it's damn fucking right. That's what that is. Holy crap. Yeah, but we've got already three cruiserweight segments happening on the show. Which is, the cruiserweight rematch between Enzo and Kalisto. Mm-hmm. You got the tag match between Gallagher and Kendrick and Swan and who else?
Alexander.
Swan and Alexander. And, very good. Very good. And, of course, on the kickoff show, we're going to have another PowerPoint presentation with Drew Gulak.
Yay! What's the matter with me? I'm paying money for a PowerPoint presentation.
Well, excuse me. I would love to have another segment with Elias and the club. Oh my God, was that fucking funny? Okay, that was fun.
You mean nerds? Anyway. Yes.
No. No, I loved Carl Anderson singing the Honky Tonk Man theme. Thank you very much. We've got a really big, potentially, this could be as bad as the Volcano Show, if you remember correctly.
Oh.
Actually, a lot of people are comparing this to Night of the Liver Enzymes.
Yes, Night of Champions 2007, I believe.
No, this was a Great American Bash because I was there.
Right. The one where Bubba Lashley, Collie, and at least one other big one wound up not there.
Right. It was Great American Bash 06 because it was the Punjabi prison. It was the Punjabi prison debut. Collie was out with elevated liver enzymes, so the Big Show and Undertaker had to figure out how to do something in there, and they did a hell of a job. Bobby Lashley wasn't there, and Teddy had to come out and announce that. And there were two or three other people that weren't going to be there. So, yeah, this is a train wreck that, I'm not sure how fans at large are reacting, but given how much the internet has been shitting on the Balor Wyatt stuff.
Not so much Balor. I think it's more the fact that people didn't get what the hell they were doing with Bray Wyatt. Although Sami Callihan actually put it into great perspective for people.
And I thank him for that because it went clean over my head. But since it's based on a horror film, that's part of the problem. I'm not a horror movie person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. That's why I gave you sort of like the action movie type thing with. Just picture Bray Wyatt, as bad as this is going to sound for everybody. This is Suicide Squad. Bray Wyatt is Enchantress. Enjoy.
Okay.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. I got it. I don't necessarily like it, but I got it. Okay. But it's going to be interesting. But you said Miz, has backup. Holy crap, does he have backup?
And he's still going to need more against the Shield, but that might just be my bias. with Bo Dallas out of the picture and Curtis Axel, I don't care. It's funny.
It was funny because we all know it was edited, okay? And it was because you didn't want to see, the beatdown, because what had happened was, if I may, the Miztourage, the Miz and the Bar were saying, we're going to kick your ass and Strowman's family and all that stuff. And Curtis Axel's like, yeah, I'm the, we're gonna have the fifth guy. And Miz is like, we're going to have the fifth guy.
And no, Miz wasn't there. That was the problem. Or no, wait. That I'm sorry, you're talking about a segment before the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, exactly. So Kurt says, "All right, you want a fifth guy? Great. Strowman wins, you get the fifth. Strowman in the main event steel cage match against Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
You lose, Strowman's out, and it's a 3-on-3. So later on, Axel's trying to psych everybody up. It's like, yeah, we're gonna get this. It's great. It's awesome. And then he goes, well, if you're so pissed off and going after Roman Reigns, which you want to do, go do it. And he's like, well, you understand? I mean, no, yeah, okay. And Strowman says, you go do it.
No, it was Sheamus says, well, it sounds like our fifth man's a little scared. So Axel got called out. At this point, he had no choice.
Yeah.
Sheamus was pretty much like, look, man, we can't have the fifth guy on our team being scared of Roman Reigns. So go handle your business.
And he's like, fine. All right, fine. And we see him handle his business. And he got his business handled.
He got his business handed to him pretty much.
Right on. So, but here's the funny thing. So we go back to the locker room. Miz walks in. And they're like, and he goes, where's Curtis Axel? And they go, he went after Roman Reigns. And you see the look on Miz's face like, oh, fuck. Really?
Excuse me. He goes down the hall. Has anybody seen Curtis Axel? They find him hanging upside down by his suit coat on a forklift.
But then you had, was it Charlie Caruso interviewing him or something to that effect, right?
Right. Because Miz is like, and nobody saw what happened. Well, of course not. Those are all referees. They're blind.
Right. And he said, well, what would this mean for Axel being your fifth guy? And then you had the ominous, you had serious Miz say, and you could say it because I love it, say it.
With all due respect, Charlie, Curtis Axel wasn't going to be our fifth man.
And then you're like, oh, okay.
I was like, ooh. We're all intrigued. Who's going to be the fifth man? Because there were some options, and Miz took a third option.
Oh yes, he did.
And guess what? It's gonna be Kang.
Well, it's that, as I said to somebody in a chat. Well, we're coming up on Halloween, so it's gotta be Kang.
Yep.
Yep.
But for the love of God, man! I mean, the man knows in advance that he's going to have a return. Can you fix that mask here? Jesus Christ, that was as bad as Luke Gallows when he came out as Fake Kane the first time. I was looking at it, I'm like, that's way puffier than usual.
Well, he's been campaigning, not training, so.
Well, actually, not true. Well, he's been doing both, according to the sources I've read. And listen.
All right.
This has been planned for a bit, actually.
Okay.
He has been spirited into the Performance Center under cover of darkness.
No, you don't understand. That's completely in character.
Okay. Where he has been working out when no one is around. Okay. And he was
in
actually
character. Yes. Oh my God!
And so that he was actually spirited into the ring, and no one knew where he was. So it was a total surprise to everybody. Okay, and it was great. It was he got sucked. You know, he came out of the ring, chokeslammed the living shit out of Roman Reigns, couple of power slams. Kane's in the match. Well, actually, let me rephrase it. They get the fifth man, and then you see Miz on the ladder say,
there's our ladies and gentlemen, the fifth man for our match at TLC.
Yeah, Kane. And of course, yes. I don't know how long Kane's going to be because, remember, he is running. I don't know what the polls are. I could check if you really want me to.
Do a little live research because I'm going to sit here. I need to sit here for a second and make a joke that all of Kane's comeback is completely, even his off-screen comeback preparation was done completely in kayfabe. Am I not the only one who sees this?
No, you're not. But according to different sources, Kane's only back for this match, and then they're possibly doing another match at Survivor Series in which Undertaker is rumored to be returning for that match to team up with the Shield against Kane and all that group. It's eventually going to lead down the line to a Undertaker versus Kane match so they can both retire. And
I don't buy it.
I don't buy it either, but I've talked about this with many of my friends, and we've all agreed since day one, like, that's the way Taker should have gone out. Him and Glenn Jacobs should have just both
the primary election is until next May.
So we got time.
Okay.
On Tuesday, pro wrestler Glenn Jacobs, who is famously known as Kane in the WWE, announced that he will run.
This was from an article from September, from about 2 weeks ago. So he's taking a little time off from campaigning to do a little run.
Okay. No, I'm perfectly fine with that. Go ahead.
So, this meeting was done for a while, so yeah, this is going to be a little bit of a, you know, another in and out sort of thing, because as we all know, I mean, we've seen Big Show was working his ass off right now to get back after his hip surgery, quote unquote.
I thought the hip surgery was legit and that he was done.
Oh no, the hip surgery was legit. That I know, because remember the kayfabe was that Strowman threw him through the cage.
Right.
To get the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what's going on with that. So, the main is now a 5-on-3.
And, again, it may be my bias talking, but Miz is going to need more backup.
Yes, exactly.
Because the Shield has, first of all, they've got huge buzz coming in. They did their entrance. Did you hear that pop, ladies and gentlemen?
Sierra, they should have saved it for the pay-per-view, though.
I agree. Pop it there. That's okay. I'm still gonna pop like crazy when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that I've got to take another look at my ticket. Let me see. Got my tickets right here.
They're not chair seats, are they?
No. I don't have $500.
Jeez.
Not for a B pay-per-view. I pay $500 for a chair seat at a big four.
Mm-hmm.
But not at a B pay-per-view, especially with one that might have a completely scrambled card. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Bo, Bray, JoJo, get well soon. Bray, if there's any way you can make it on Sunday, if they will let you come, please do. The reason for my insistence of this is because I've been so blinded by this Shield reunion and the Balor match that I realize there are only two belts on the line, and it's not the A belt, not the B belt, and not the tag belts, just the women's title and the cruiserweight title. And that's my point, Statboy. The cruiserweight title I'm sort of interested in, but I'm still kind of stinging from Neville's disappearance. And the women's titles match is overshadowed by one of our women is missing, and that would be one like most girls, our lovely Nia Jax, the most beautiful beautiful woman in the Raw Women's division. Thank you.
Right. Although we had a very nice promo with Mickey James earlier in the week.
Yes.
It was really good.
You know, I'm not old, I'm experienced.
Yeah, but this shit's getting old real fast. I mean, I'm sorry, but what is it with WWE Creative and just constantly shitting on Mickie James? I don't get it. It's like they give her the Piggy James fucking angle, and now she's come back, and now it's like, oh, you're too old for the business now. Bullshit.
I think she's taking the ageist comments a whole lot better than she is the fat shaming.
I think the bullying thing has been done a little better this time than the fat bullshit.
Either way, it's still bullshit.
No, I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying that I think it's being handled a whole lot better than the Piggy James stuff was. And if the writers aren't giving them enough to work with or are trusting these gals to come up with material, Alexa Bliss always needs a little bit of help with her insults, because she has some good starter ones. But if you have her do more than one promo using that material, she's got to get new material. Because the black and white newsreel thing from a couple weeks ago, I thought was hysterical.
I enjoyed it.
But she kind of ran out of material, so the writers should have given her something, some new stuff to work with. And Mickey, like I said, is handling it well and is standing up to it. And, you know, as somebody, as an older fan, you know, I get it. You know, it touches something close to home for me. So, and Biscuit Butt better get used to getting her Biscuit Butt kicked.
That is true. But you may I segue into something, if that's okay?
Sure.
Okay. You were talking about the fact that the belt's not being defended, right?
Yeah.
Well, that was kind of addressed on SmackDown, and not in a good way.
Well, it depends on your point of view, but this is unfortunately an inevitability. For all of what WWE has tried to do to make Jinder Mahal look like a powerful champion, him calling out Brock Lesnar may as well be, you know, him signing his own death warrant. No, please.
I was going to say, and your Uncle Paul has confirmed that Brock Lesnar will be there live to respond to said challenge.
And I hope it starts with my Uncle Paul laughing for 5 minutes straight. I think that's a very appropriate response.
I honestly think your Uncle Paul's statement will start off with, has WWE missed Jinder Mahal for a drug test recently? Because you have to be on drugs if you're going to challenge Brock Lesnar.
I don't think they'll go there, but...
Nah.
They probably won't go there, but I can see Uncle Paul saying something along the lines of, you must still be drunk on all the adulation you have from your home country. You're not going to get that here, and you're well aware of that. So I have someone here who's going to dislike you even more. And the only difference between the fans' dislike of you and Brock's dislike of you is that Brock is going to demonstrate it to you. I don't know if there's room in India for a suplex city. But Survivor Series is a perfect place to construct one. So yes, do come and fight Brock Lesnar. I'm not responsible for anything he does to you. It'll be an international incident. But I have a feeling there even might be people in India that will thank us for silencing you.
Well, there's only one reason why it's not a title-for-title match.
Because Brock would kill him and unify the belts.
Well, there's also another reason.
Oh.
Because we all know that there is going to be a two-day India tour in early December, and they want Mahal to have the belt.
No, and yeah, and I'm perfectly okay with that. I mean, I think the Jinder experiment has produced mixed results. You know, Jinder's towing the line between the genuine "I hate you" heat to turn off the TV heat.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard line for even a good heel to maintain. But watch this segue. We've got a couple of heels that'll be happy to take up the slack, and they'll do it together hand in hand with smiles on their faces.
Hooray!
Well, I mean, but you see, as we all know, he's not the best heel on SmackDown by any stretch of the imagination.
Jinder Mahal is not the best heel on SmackDown, but now we have two really good heels on SmackDown, and one doesn't really have to do much to be a heel, and the other one's a natural heel, so...
Yeah, I know.
It's covered. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens have reconciled in a festival of friendship level reunion that... How am I supposed to hate them? They're so entertaining.
Which begs the inevitable question, once we head down a year or two in the line, who's going to turn on who? Because eventually, I think both will want to stab each other in the back.
They both can. It's all right. It's all right. It's fine.
It'll definitely be Sammy, because Sammy will just get payback for last year. Not last year, 2 years ago. My bad.
I think it's Sammy's turn. I think it's Sammy's turn to turn on KO, because KO did the turning last time.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Exactly.
No, you go, Jason.
No, I was gonna say Sammy's gonna turn eventually and say, "You know what? You really thought I was gonna be your friend? Are you out of your mind, really?" That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe set up a match at WrestleMania or something.
Oh, it figures I can't find this when I need it. Kevin Owens and Sammy went ahead and just topped themselves at the very end of the show.
Oh, yes.
Stop.
Where, you know, they celebrate and they're hugging each other at the top of the ramp and Kevin's still talking. Hug me, hold me tight.
Come on, squeal.
No, don't go there.
No, I know, but yeah, pretty cool. I mean, again, it's gonna be interesting to see where they go with it with this, but Can we rank on Brock Lesnar some more, please? Can we really? Because I really want to. Because you pointed out something.
Yes, and I'm going to point. May I point it out here?
Yes, please, because it's worth it.
Okay. Dear Uncle Paul, Brock Lesnar as Universal Champion is not as a successful an experiment as it could be. This would have worked in the 80s easily. Maybe this is some sort of, you know, NWA fromage that you and the evil boss, Dr. Levescu, came up with.
Fromage? Jeez!
Because that's what this is. This is cheese. Lesnar won the damn belt at WrestleMania. He's defended it all of 4 times since then. 4 times in 6 months.
And worked a total of how long?
Putting all those matches together, I guarantee you it was less than 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can look if you're interested.
I say 10 minutes. Anybody want to take the over on it? I dare you.
I think it's -8, so I'm taking the under.
Yeah, I was gonna agree with Josh. I was gonna go under.
So,
well, I'm actually looking at it now. Great Balls of Fire. The main event match lasted 6:25. Okay, that was Samoa Joe. That was Joe. Then SummerSlam. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not talking. I'm not talking about the. So he's defended it 3 times, not 4.
Okay.
Okay. So
that's worse.
I'm sorry.
That's worse, and that's worse.
Yeah. The main event lasted 20:45, but if you remember correctly, he was out for most of it.
Yeah. Lesnar barely did a damn thing in that match.
Right. And then No Mercy. Whoops. I don't want it in it.
9 minutes flat.
Okay, so it's over 10 minutes. You know, 15, I'm going to...
15 plus the 10 that he would work, so 25 minutes.
Okay, that's a whole lot more than we thought, but it's still A, not enough, B, not frequent enough. The Intercontinental title is the primary belt on the show, and Miz hasn't been defending that much himself. So that's great and all, but this means that there's a whole bunch of guys at the top that are fighting for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't Balor flipping his shit as the first Universal Champion saying, where the hell is Brock? You know, I'm going to take care of my business with Wyatt, but I want Brock.
Because the writers are morons.
All 3 members of the Shield have legit beef. Where's Brock? Especially Roman. You know, one of my attempts, you know, got cashed in on. Ron's like, dude. Perfect timing. I had to do that. You would have done the same thing. Yeah, probably. Ambrose would probably say, I just want to have another match with him because the last match I had with him was shit. Because Brock is a pussy who won't take the tax. Strowman deserved better. Joe deserved better. Where the hell's Joe?
He got kicked out by ninjas again.
No.
I hate that shit.
No, Joe was recovering a nagging injury that he had, so.
But like I said, but you get what I'm saying. Look at all these top guys that could be chasing each other over this belt while Brock is sitting on his porch in Calgary shooting elk and banging his wife and scaring his kids.
Yeah.
And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is in that order.
So, you know, we need the A belt back on the A show.
My only problem with this is that we all know the end game for this, and that's what shits me.
The fact that Roman Lesnar at Mania.
Exactly. It's like, I don't want to see that again. I really don't. Like, this isn't me being a number 3. It's just, it's fact. Like, it's the worst match you can do because everyone knows the frigging outcome. So why not surprise the fans and be like, okay, we're not going to have Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. We're going to have Finn Balor versus Braun Strowman or friggin' something along those lines. Completely throw people off guard and go, what the hell?
Well, personally, my complaint is that, you know, for all the hype and build-up and wonderful things that are supposed to happen at WrestleMania, I don't watch reruns.
And I might not watch it if that's the main event. I might not be on the podcast for it. Because here's the deal, okay? And again, don't mean to be rude about this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we had Roman Lesnar WrestleMania 31 Seth stealing the belt was the best thing to happen in that match. And Suplex City, bitch. Okay.
Actually, I'm going to also throw in Roman laughing at Lesnar for all the offense to his head.
Yes. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Roman Triple H at WrestleMania 32. For what it's worth. Okay.
I enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, yeah, because he won the belt. Of course. No problem.
Well, no. I enjoyed it while the rest of the planet was shitting on it, which lessened my enjoyment of it, but I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Then you have Roman main eventing WrestleMania 33 against The Undertaker this year. Okay. And The Undertaker looked, was running on, one quarter speed, And, that really didn't help either. So the fact that we have this sort of end game here reminds me of Cena, Rock, twice in a lifetime to a degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cena, Rock once in a lifetime, Cena, Rock, here we go again.
Right.
And I don't want that again. I want to see the Universal title back on Raw, where we can see possibilities, where, the Universal title is a sticking point within the Shield. I don't want to break up the Shield immediately, but wouldn't this be a great, wouldn't this be a wonderful thing for them to break up over, the three of them fighting over that belt?
Of course. Yeah. But, yeah, it would be great. But you see, Vince is so
far up Brock Lesnar's ass.
Yeah, and tunnel-visioned.
Well, no, the problem is he's got his head up Brock's ass. God, I can't even say it. It's too dirty.
Yeah, I know.
It's too dirty. I'm just going to put it in the chat.
Okay.
No.
It's basically like a human centipede moment. Vince has got his head up Brock's ass, and Triple H has got his head up Vince's ass. It's like...
No. It's like... Just look in the chat, and if you want to read it out loud, you can. I can't say it.
Vince has his head up Brock's ass while riding Roman's dick. Magnificent.
Excuse me. She's not wrong.
Yeah, she's not wrong at all.
I just can't say it out loud.
That's fine, but you're not wrong, Nikki. You're not.
No.
And the thing is, let's go back to the Universal title for a second, okay? Mm-hmm. The Universal title was won by Finn Balor. And fuck you, Brooklyn fans, for shitting on it, by the way. Okay? That back in SummerSlam 2016.
Yeah, 2016, where all of them, were too busy shitting on the belt to realize that they were having an amazing match in front of them. And right. Seth Rollins called them all out on it.
Right.
And justifiably so.
Correct. So then, after Finn gets injured.
Mm-hmm.
We have the turn, okay, and Kevin becomes the Authority's, plaything, okay, and then rides the belt for the rest of the year in a series of amazing matches, okay?
Right.
And then we go to 2017, and then everything rides to shit, because Goldberg gets, Owens gets distracted by, the Festival of Friendship, after the Festival of Friendship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, goodbye, and then you have Goldberg and now Lesnar. The fuck? Really?
I was willing to give Goldberg Lesnar a chance because they still need to apologize for WrestleMania 20, and I don't think we're ever going to get that because that wasn't what happened at this year's Mania wasn't enough of an apology.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
I don't think they're capable of the apology I need. So, but now Lesnar's had it in his back pocket. Uncle Paul really doesn't have much to talk about because Lesnar's not on TV. So people are like, ooh, well, Paulie's being stupid. Well, no, Paulie doesn't have any material because his client's not wrestling. Mm-hmm. There's only so many times you can talk about Brock's accolades if he's not adding to them. That's great that he was, an NCAA champion. That's great he was an IWGP champion. That's great he was a UFC champion. What have you done for us lately, Brock? what have you done for us lately other than, you know, yell at the TV screen saying, where the hell are you?
And also tease us twice with Joe and Strowman, like pulling away the football, you know?
Yes. And I, you know, give me Joe and Strowman fighting over it at Mania. There'll be nothing left of the ring. I'd party to that. Or Balor against, I don't care who. Hell, give me Demon Balor against Lesnar at Mania.
Yeah, that'll work.
I will, you know, you keep my $9.99 for that. Give me Demon Balor versus Brock Lesnar at the next WrestleMania. You have my money. You have my attention. But Brock Roman, and this is coming from a dyed-in-the-wool Roman Reigns fan who has not wavered, regardless of what people think of his promo skills, how he's booked, whatever. I don't watch reruns. If he has to be in the main event, then throw him in the middle of the mess. But I want somebody else. I either want somebody else in there, or I don't want Brock in it at all.
Yeah, it's like a bad episode of Sesame Street. One of these things just doesn't belong here.
Yeah. Brock no longer belongs there. Brock, and just, you know, go away.
Yeah. Did you see what Shane just posted?
Oh yeah, man. Rebby Hardy is pissed, and rightfully so. And PS to that seamstress, I've got some bad news in your future, baby. You're fired.
Yeah, that's going to happen in very short order.
Yeah,
Mikase, I hope you're ready.
Ooh.
Because you're about to get a pound, or you're about to get a whole lot more work.
Jesus. Ooh. This is pretty full on. Okay, for those that are listening in and not knowing what the fuck we're talking about, because we put it all in the Skype conversation, what's happened is basically a WWE seamstress has gone on to Twitter, because a fan posted on Twitter that she would have loved for the fifth member of Team Miz to have been Broken Matt. Now, this WWE seamstress, for some reason, it's not letting me see her name.
Julie Youngberg is her name.
Follow that car!
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Unfortunately, I can't really help when asshats outside decide revving up their engine at 9 p.m. say okay.
Yes. Julie Steinberg, whatever the fuck her name is, she has said, oh, I would have loved for the fifth member to have been Dead Matt, just saying. And that's when Rebby Hardy went off. She's just said, bitch, you've seen us 20 times at TV and you haven't said shit. Now, don't go saying shit now. Your pussy stinks.
Oh, God, whoops. Well, now.
To which point, this lady's actually fired back and said, Rebby, I don't care about you or your NC crew. Pretty much fuck you. to which Rebby Hardy's chimed back and said, I've never said I represent NC, the North Carolina crew, or anything like that. And just said, next time you got something, thanks for initiating the 50th Twitter BS in 6 years, MS, I don't give a crap. This was fun.
Well,
I'm not sure who won that, really, because the seamstress,
oh, no,
the seamstress pressed the berserk button. Yeah.
Oh, it continued on. She's like, and why I'm fighting with NC losers from my past, from a past online is beyond me. I don't give a crap. And then Rebby Hardy pretty much put the final nail in the coffin and said, because you keep tweeting about us over and over without provocation. Actually, I'm not surprised that's beyond you. I bet most things are. And the only thing that Matt Hardy posted was a shirt of him, old photo of him in his Stronger Than Death t-shirt saying, "I will not die."
Translation from Matt, ladies, this is a stupid argument.
But yeah, that's one seamstress that's going to be future endeavored in the next 24 hours, probably.
Potentially, that's one fire. That's another fire for WWE to put out.
Yeah, but
and people wonder why I don't go on Twitter very often.
I don't either. I just shut up and let things happen on pay-per-views and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Is that a hint or a segue?
Both. You know.
Yeah, we can do this. Hey, Stat Boy.
Yo.
You wouldn't happen to have that printout ready, do you?
I have it ready, and this one is kind of like...
Actually, can you do me a favor while you're commiserating over that?
Okay.
Do you still have the Hell in a Cell one? Because the one you sent me was kaput.
Give me a sec. I got it.
Okay.
Because the only thing that I did not know if that matched up was your Ziggler entrance lasting more than 3 minutes.
Well, yeah, that was my wild card, and I didn't get it because the entrance was exactly a minute 35.
Okay, thank you. That actually answers the final question. Because with that, I do have the Pick'em final scores from last pay-per-view. Mike, VRM, and Dan all finished in dead last at 4. Nikki, Chris, 4th, Jason, Shane, you three all got 5. Brian finished alone in a technical 5th place finish at 6. And a 4-way tie on top of the ladder, all 4 of us have a piece of the Fizzleweight title. Myself, Carl Schneer, Tyler, that'd be, of course, Tyler Brown?
Yes.
Yep. And Cindy all have 7 points. We're all quarter, Matt. We all have a quarter of the Fizzleweight title.
Because I had it last time, right?
Correct. So, you were alone in it, so you lost it to all 4 of us.
Okay, cool. Got it.
Okay, and now back over to TLC. There we go. Let's close that up. There we save that. Okay, I'm actually ready now.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
I'm sorry. Just something that popped up on my Facebook feed. Somebody tweeted Braun Strowman saying, "Hey, go back to being a rose, but at least you were more entertaining there."
Really?
No. Strowman's response: "Keep posting pictures holding stuffed animals and hiding behind your keyboard, dork, and I'll keep main eventing everything."
Nice.
Damn.
I love my monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry, Stat Boy.
All right. Now for the pay-per-view, and this is actually looking kind of meh. Mainly because, well, we could have a lot of things change, and the problem is, at this point, everything is concrete. Mike, Cindy, you know what I'm talking about.
What happened?
No. Once I say it, it's final. No change, or if anything changes between now and Sunday, I'm not going to be able to get to it.
If something changes and a match is either reworked or completely taken off of card, the points are automatically thrown out. I thought we knew
this. Some people don't, especially ones who have been here since day one.
Okay. Card is subject to change. If a match is changed, it gets thrown out, obviously, because the match no longer exists in the spreadsheet. Divide by 0... You idiots, come on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know why that had to be explained. Go ahead.
Okay. Now for the first matchup. I believe this is the pre-show match. Alicia Fox versus Sasha Banks. Who wins?
Alicia. I think Alicia Fox needs this win, and Sasha will go down the card a little bit, sadly. Alicia Fox.
I'm going to say Fox. Go ahead.
No, you go, Nikki.
I'm going to say Fox as well. With Nia's situation up in the air, they're going to have to they've got to bring somebody else up. And Sasha, they haven't been terribly interested in doing much with her lately. So, you know, and oh, by the way, Alicia has a T-shirt. Despite what she was bitching about, she has a T-shirt now. Finally.
The furry community.
Shut up, AJ.
Shane?
I'm probably going to be on Loner Island, but I'm going to say Banks due to the fact that if Nia hadn't walked out, she would have won the pre-match. So I'll flip the script and make it Banks now.
Shane, you're not alone on the island. I'm going with Sasha Banks as well. Alicia Fox is okay, I guess. It's just, who cares about her?
Personally, I was this close to flushing this match.
Yeah.
And momentum rule, Nikki, because Alicia Fox got the momentum by beating the shit out of Sasha Banks backstage. So.
But I'm conflicted also by the merch rule because her shirt came out this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand where you're aiming, but I still don't believe Alicia Fox is going anything higher than curtain jerking for the women.
Most likely, but
all right.
It'd be kind of cool to see her win a match. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Right. And now to the first of the main card stuff, and this match I don't give a about, really, because it's just four guys put together. Brian Kendrick and Jack Gallagher facing off against Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann. 2 points, who wins, and who stares at the pretty lights?
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna correct you, Stat Boy. There is a feud here.
Oh?
There is a feud here. These Swanee has apparently been buddies with Cedric, and Kendrick has seen a kindred with the evil pugilist that is Jack Gallagher.
Evil scoundrel.
Yes, the scoundrel that he is. So Kendrick said, "Hey Gallagher, let's be scoundrels together."
And then scoundrel, 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 scoundrel.
Hey, I would rather hear scoundrel than asshole chance any day of the week. And I'll be happy to facilitate a scoundrel chant during that match. However, I'm going to let you guys, I'll let you, with that explained, I'll let you guys make your picks and then I'll make up my mind.
Okay.
I am going to say that the heels win, and I say Gallagher will pin Rich Swann. I think the heels need the win here.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're absolutely not wrong. You're 100% not wrong. At least in my head. Kendrick Gallagher wins, and Swann, well, he goes on a Swanee River.
That was horrible.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And, you know, you guys have the right idea. Cedric is the only one. Cedric's already looking pretty good right now. I mean, he's nowhere back up to his Cruiserweight tournament popularity. But he's getting there. And a loss here isn't going to hurt him. We need a little bit of sympathy heat, and there will be shenanigans because, hey, it's Brian Kendrick. So, yes, the scoundrels will score a victory, and they will pin Swanee because Swanee is, despite being a formal Cruiserweight champ, is really not part of the major equation.
Okay. And Shane?
Yeah, scoundrels get the win over Rich Swann staring. Because yeah, as much as I hate to say it, Rich Swann is just Kofi Kingston in pink.
Ow!
Oh come on, Kofi's got a better haircut now. Although I'm still sad.
Did he really cut the dreads off?
Yes.
I haven't seen it. So unless they've put it on, had it, they show him on SmackDown. I don't know.
Yeah, because they crashed somebody's party. Somebody was grumbling about something, and they came in out of nowhere. And Kofi's hair was just a little bit longer than what he had when he debuted.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, God, who did he interrupt?
It was, who was it? Was it Usos? No, not Usos.
They were messing with Aiden English.
Yeah, yes, that's it. Aiden English and Rusev.
Because Xavier started playing Rusev's theme on the trombone. Sorry, Statboy.
All right. And now on to the other Cruiserweight match. This one for the Cruiserweight Championship. As we have Kalisto defending the title against Enzo Amore. Who wins?
How you doing?
I'm worried okay. That's what's going to happen because Kalisto Lucha thing does promo again.
While I understand where you're aiming, I really don't think they're going to just give Enzo or make Enzo the first, the second two-time champ. I don't think that's going to happen just yet. Kalisto retains.
Yeah, I think I will change my answer. Kalisto's going to retain because Enzo Enzo's doing all kinds of wonderful things for the division, but he, you know, we need him as a heel, and now that he's got backup, mm-hmm. Not only has he put the Cruiserweight division in the main event of Raw for the past couple of weeks, now he's starting to really get the divide back. With Aria backing him up. Has Drew Gulak joined him yet?
A little bit, but Mustafa Ali's more so.
No, Aria's working for Enzo. Mustafa Ali's not.
Oh, okay. This is what happens when I don't get to watch wrestling much anymore because of work.
I know. And I'd love to drop a wild card that we get a wild Neville appears, but...
No.
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 All right. Jason?
I disagree. I think that they're going to pull a Tozawa on it. Enzo needs the belt more than Kalisto does. Enzo is going to be an absolute douchebag. Enzo wins.
You don't need the belt for that, though. But go ahead.
That's true. You know what I mean, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now to the other title match of the night, as we have the women's title match. Alexa Bliss facing off against Mickey James. Who wins?
Easy. Bliss has to retain because Bliss is better with the belt than without it. Although Mickey made an awesome speech, and even though she won the tag match, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a coin flip.
Whereas for me, I'm actually firmly with Jason here on this. I do believe Alexa's going to retain. She's going to retain... Until we finally get, we'll get to the next match eventually.
Mickey James by DQ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I agree. Mickey James by DQ.
All right. And now to that match I mentioned. Get your fucking broom ready, all right. Welcome, Asuka, the Empress of Today, to the WWE main roster as she faces off against Emma, who says she founded the Divas Revolution, but the only thing that's going to revolve is her head on her shoulders. And if you pick Emma, you're an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
No offense, Shane.
I wasn't going to pick Emma anyways.
Should this even count?
Technically, yes. It is a match. I count it. And if anybody picks Emma, I'm going to wonder if they throw the second head on their shoulders.
No, but I will also say... Okay. Can I throw a wild card here?
Sure.
Go for it.
Asuka's entrance lasts longer than the match itself.
I'll allow.
Whoa, that's actually a unique spin on the entrance deal.
I'll allow it.
Asuka's entrance lasts longer than match. It wouldn't surprise me.
You'll allow it then? Okay. Because because everything else is not wild cardable, per se. Mm.
Give me a minute.
Yeah.
If Emma gets beaten in 10 seconds, I want her to personally ask for her release, because this is bullshit. But yeah, Asuka's going to win. There's no way Emma's winning this, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right, now to the match that's actually going to be up in the air until we find out what happens this weekend. Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt. Or, as I should be saying, Finn S. Pumpkins versus Bray Wyatt with a net on his head.
It's the Great Pumpkin, Sister Abigail.
Yes!
God damn it, fanboards. I am going to call a double DQ on this one.
Ooh.
That no one wins this, because you can't have Sister Abigail just coming in and losing, nor can you have the demon do something. So I'm going to say a no contest, double DQ, something of that ilk. You know
okay.
what I mean?
I know what you mean. I'll put you under no contest, because that pretty much means both guys got DQ'd or some such.
Some such, yes.
Ooh, some
yes,
such.
Yes, this is going to be it'll probably be a no contest, because Bray Wyatt's going to attack Demon Balor, which will cause an instant DQ, because Bray Wyatt was never in the match, and Finn Balor will attack Sister Abigail, and that's just violence against women. So,
doofus.
But in all honesty, I don't know if the match actually does take place. Fucking Sister Abigail has to win this, surely.
Okay, so
Abigail, not Shirley.
With God damn it. So Shane, I just want to make sure I get this right. You are saying that Wyatt wins.
Yes, if the match does happen, then
okay.
Sister Abigail gets the win.
Whereas me, I'm going to be on the other side of the fence. Because Bray, Sister Abigail, they'll just crap on him again. Finn Balor wins.
Okay, I have a wild card, and I don't know if this is allowed, just because
Let's
of the current
circumstances.
Okay, with the current circumstances, no match. But Demon Balor is still going to participate in, is still going to be in a match.
Oh. Why do I have a feeling it's that next match I'm going to be talking about?
Just putting it out there.
Okay.
Because they're not going to waste a demon entrance.
I see what you're saying. Aha!
I know exactly.
I know exactly where you're going with that too. Yes, mm-hmm. Because you see, there is also a big red demon as well.
Yes, and that match is now the main event of the evening: the tables, ladders, and chairs match, 5-on-3 handicap as of right now. As we have the reformed Shield of Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins versus the Scaredy Cat, Kane, Cesaro, Sheamus, and Strowman. Oops, did I call Miss Scaredy Cat? Never mind. It is
correct. No. You get that's all correct. You got the Shield wrong. It's Happy Scary Dean, Seth Metal, and Wreck Shit Reigns.
Yes. Burn it down! Yes.
Woo!
All right. I already know which way I want to go. And to be honest with you, Sierra Hotel India Echo Lima Delta is going to Whiskey India. I forget the last letter, but win. Screw it. And Miz is going to be staring at Pretty Lights! Stare at him! As for my wild card, I'm going back to the pre-show match and saying that Drew Gulak will only get to slide number 6 before he gets interrupted rudely. So we'll only get to slide 6. And that, I would honestly say, would be almost a wild card because, like, he only got, what, to slide 3 last time?
Well, I forget what slide he's on.
He's so on he gets, 9 right now.
So he's only going to get in 6 slides.
Yeah, he... No, 6 slides might be a bit much. I think he's only going to get 3 slides in.
Okay. I understand that somewhere the whole PowerPoint presentation is available.
For real?
Yeah.
I thought it was on .com. I just haven't looked.
It's part of the pre-show.
No. No, I'm talking the complete PowerPoint presentation is actually done and presented somewhere.
Whoa.
.com, which would be hilarious, and I would watch it.
And I'm wondering if that's one of Jimmy Jacobs' lasting pieces before he was rudely taken out last week.
Yeah. Yes, for. I mean, put it here this way.
For a dumbass reason.
Yeah.
But you don't shit where you eat. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you say, but Vince is incredibly insecure.
And I'm sorry, Jimmy Jacobs has known those people a lot longer than he's known Vince. And it wasn't on TV, so why the fuck does it matter?
Because it was on a different show, that's why. It was on...
How many people watched The Elite?
It wasn't even on Being the Elite. He wasn't there.
It was on ROH.
It was Twitter.
Oh, was it?
It was only on Twitter, and that's it.
Well, he has actually returned to ROH already. Yes. So.
Well, I'm just saying that whatever he did, he wasn't televised anywhere, so there really shouldn't be an argument. This isn't like Robbie showing up at TNA.
Mm-hmm. Oh no! But what Cody did afterwards? Oh, that was on TV. Oh, Cody pretty much took a shot at Roman Reigns and said, "Oh, well, I guess that failed drug." Here I was thinking that failed drug that vest you wore was just to cover up your pot belly, but instead it's to cover up your failed drug test. I was like, "Ooh, shots fired."
Anyway, but getting back to this.
Yes, back to this.
Okay.
Now, Tango Lima Charlie.
Yes, Tango Lima, yes.
But yes, it's going to be the Shield. And it's going to be so much fun. I mean...
Did you say you have a wild card to use for this?
No, I already used my wild card for the Wyatt Balor match.
All right, and who gets to pinned?
Who gets pinned? I'm flipping a coin between Miz and Cesaro. Although, no. Kane Tenuity. They pin Kane.
All right.
Stop getting in my head.
Okay.
Dude, Kane's Thank got you. Two really good reasons to be in this match. Right?
Okay. Remind me.
Kane was the first guy the Shield beat down when they turned face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kane's got beef with Roman.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do to my brother?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah, he does, all right. But yes. Yeah, Shield win. Kane gets pinned. Oh, and by the way, I'll even throw in just as a bonus... Strowman turns on Kane just cause.
Man, Mr. Jacobs cannot catch a break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll say Shield wins, Roman pins Kane. And because I haven't used a wild card yet, might as well use a wacky wild card. And just say that lights go out, lights come on. Taker choke slams Kane, leading to a Roman spear.
Slams Kane. Roman spears Taker. Is that about right?
No, Roman Spears, Kane for the win.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's fair enough.
Yeah, Taker shows up. It's like, Kane, where the hell were you at WrestleMania? Now you come back, chokeslam. Teleports out. Kane's like, what the fuck? Spear.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this. I am okay with that.
I doubt it will happen, but we'll see.
No, it's, if this does happen, I'm going to find you, and I'm going to figure out a way to get you a beer.
Mm-hmm.
So is that everything, Step Boy?
That is everything. This was actually a very light pay-per-view.
Yeah, well, this is an extremely light pay-per-view in the fact that we've only got two belt matches. It's a light card match-wise overall, although admittedly the TLC match is gonna be at least 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It better be at least.
It has to be given how many people are involved, because you can actually do what you're supposed to do in a TLC match. Two men rooting, two men shooting, two men taking pictures. Two people resting, two people setting up a spot, two people doing a spot.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of which, you also wanted to talk about something else about TLC itself.
Yeah. Okay. We, on this very show, have complained over the last couple of years that they have been shoehorning straight-up table matches, straight-up ladder matches, straight-up chairs matches into this TLC pay-per-view. I mean, we're probably still laughing about tables, ladders, chairs, and stairs.
Yes.
Okay. WWE, listen to us. Fine. This pay-per-view is called TLC. We will just have the signature match in the main event. And now there's beef about that? They gave us what we wanted. Of course, it's not the way we wanted it. What am I hearing here? What am I hearing here?
There's an imbalance, okay? There's a difference between shoehorning, it's like, wearing a size 10 pants when you're a size 16 body, so to speak.
Ouch. Or,
you understand what I mean. But,
been there.
sorry.
No.
Not disrespecting you, I'm just talking in, trying to use the word shoehorn, okay?
Trust me, it would have been a shoehorn. Continue.
Yeah. But what I'm also saying is, to me, you have this, when you don't have anything else, you're just throwing everything into the main event and letting everything else just go by the wayside. That's my thoughts.
Well, I could say, I could say that this is almost as well with Hell in a Cell. We had two cell matches, and some people would think that was one cell match too many, although they were both very good Hell in a Cell matches. But looking at the card, how would you have, who would be doing what?
Personally, I would I'd have the TLC matches in the main event. If I was booking this, I would have had Kalisto and Enzo in a ladder match.
Oh, only if I can have the double ladder Salida del Sol he did a couple of years ago.
Against the Usos.
Salida del Sol! Crash! You ask Dan, that's how I called it. You were watching.
Yeah, so speaking of Dan, happy birthday to his son, who's a year old today.
And still is a happy, happy baby.
Good.
And I will get to talk to Dan this weekend. So we get that, takes care of that.
Chairs?
Chairs? Well, see, that's the thing. Balor Wyatt didn't need anything.
Oh, God. Yeah, but I would have added a chairs match to the Demon versus Sister Abigail, just so they can both beat each other over their heads and try and get their identities back. Jesus.
I would love to see the women do another tables match.
Hell, they did a Hell in a Cell. Why not?
And it wouldn't be a first, because everybody remembers the Lay Cool table.
Yes.
But, well, there you go. You want a first? Let's have a women's chairs match.
Oh, yeah, there you go. And then,
Wyatt Balor is a tables match, and that way somebody really gets their ass knocked out.
Oh, no, you could have made the Scoundrels versus Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann a tag team tables match.
Yeah, okay, that'll work too. But again, I just, you know, I just find it, I'm just saying, you know, I understand your argument, Jason, but it feels like a number, I don't want to call you a number three either, but it feels like a number three argument. Oh, no, you're forcing these matches. This pay-per-view is called TLC. Now, okay, fine, here's only a TLC match. That's not the way we wanted it. I'm not trying to paint you like that.
I know, it's just, yeah, okay.
I'm trying not to, but...
You are, but that's okay. I'm laughing. It's all good. You know that.
Okay, that's fine. As you know, I'm just. Gah!
God. Yeah.
Or no, sorry. Ah. Mhm. I can't do a proper Charlie Brown ag. Mhm. But. No, I'm still looking forward to the pay-per-view, but, you know, on paper, somebody would look at it and say, where's all the title matches? Well, unfortunately, all the belts are in the main event. And they're not vying for anything, which leads back to my, you know, our previous complaint about, you know, where the hell's Lesnar? So. Oh. I did have one other thing I wanted to take a look at. Something you had sent me, Jason.
What was this about?
The UK stuff.
Oh, yeah. Let me talk about this. Okay.
Because apparently, you know, we've been lamenting about all of the stuff that they've been cutting from WWE Network. Thank God they haven't cut story time before we get to the UK thing. They haven't cut story time. And Jake the Snake Roberts' story this week confirms the story that I read somewhere about him throwing his snake in the shower and scaring the ever-loving bejesus out of Yokozuna.
Dumbasses. Okay.
What? Oh, was it Yokozuna? Because you never really found out on story time who he meant. All you saw was like guys like Big John Studd and stuff like that.
There in WWE Magazine ages and ages ago, they used to do, they had an article in there called You Had to Have Been There. Or you had to be there. And Jake told the story that he would, you know, that he would throw the snake in the shower sometimes. But one time he threw the snake in the shower while Yokozuna was in it and turned off the lights. He says he's never seen a Samoan move that fast.
I just remember watching Storytime just yesterday, and Jake's stories are always funny. The one with the referee, oh my God, I nearly burst out laughing.
They could just do story time with Jake Roberts.
They really could. They could do a whole 2-hour show of Jake Roberts stories. I'd sit through each and every one of them because they're just so damn funny.
Shit you just can't get away with anymore.
So the UK stuff. Yes, and there's a ton of shit they can't get, you know, they can't do anymore. Not even close. So they want to call the UK TV series King of the Ring. Okay? WWE King of the Ring, a repackaging of the title. But they don't want to put it on the network. They actually want to put it on British TV, and the leading candidate is ITV. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, ITV had World of Sport, etc. But the rumor is that WWE is in negotiations with people like Progress, ICW, IPW, etc. Because of the eventual tiered launch of the WWE Network, which is the second launch. You know, the higher end, you know, $15 a month, you know, everything and anything.
Right. Content. You know. Which I'm going to be taking a close look at because, yeah, I'd pay a couple extra bucks for if it means I can get some perks for going to shows, and you'll see what I'm talking about when we get the plugs. Go on.
Uh-oh. But right now, no news yet. They say 2018. I say 2019 for everything like that. But speaking of plugs, because real life is getting in the way, thereabouts, sadly.
Let's see, what time is it? Oh, shit, you're right. Okay.
Yeah, yep, that's what I'm just... Sometimes I got to rein in because we could talk for hours about this stuff. We could.
Yes, we could. So, yeah, we do need to start wrapping up. But before we go, there's soap to sell. Shane, what you got?
I got nothing.
All right. Stepboy, you got anything?
I've got our home, Freaking Awesome Network. Come find us.
Just tread carefully.
Yeah, tread carefully, find the mods, love the mods, because otherwise things aren't going to get bad.
And I'm so glad that I have at least two mods on my side.
Three, possibly, if Typho ever shows up again.
Yeah, but between you and Edgestar, I'm safe.
Yeah.
So, but the North American Wrestling Connection is not the only show that some of us participate in. That is, right, Jason?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, as we're watching right now, I believe we're going to have one team set up for the World Series right now, as the Dodgers are crushing Brian Henniger's Cubs 9-1 right now in the fourth inning. Okay, so the Cubs will not repeat, but who will the Dodgers play? The Yankees are up 3-2. Will they go a seventh game? Will the Yankees win and have a New York LA World Series? I know I'd love it.
And it also would be the best booking. Here you have the two biggest markets. Oh, I'm sorry.
We're gonna have a World Series preview edition in the next couple of days. Shut up. Damn you, Nikki.
Don't blame me. Blame John Cena. Anyway.
Yes, I know. Yeah, my favorite line. Look that up on the ESPYs. Yes, we're run by a maniacal billionaire with a zest for power, and Goodell's picture shows up. speaking of Goodell, we had the winter meetings on, and we'll talk about that on next week's BS Big Show. The anthem is still a priority in some respects, and the we'll talk about the football action both on and off the field. WLTI, we'll be talking about, we had an episode yesterday, we talked about our 12-time champion, Austin Rogers. We talked about two big shows coming back, Supermarket Sweep and Name That Tune are in the process of coming back to US TV. Of course, Red State, Blue State, Pixel Nation, we've got a couple more episodes left before the season ends, because believe it or not, I believe it is a month to Black Friday, is that right?
Don't remind me, please.
Sorry.
It'll be 1 month and 5 days from now.
Wow. Okay.
Fuck, I gotta get shopping.
Yeah, I know. I know. I gotta start planning. But wow. But again, and you can listen to all the shows here. Oh, of course, the panel with Gordon Pepper, before I get to where we can hear them, about UBA. I've done a couple of WLTI extras, one with Travis Griffin talking about his experience on Millionaire. I've got a couple more on the workshop in the planning stages. And you can listen to all the shows here on Spectrum1.net, Player.fm, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Overcast, Google Play Music, pretty much everywhere and anywhere, Nikki.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've got a couple of things. You know, if you're looking for me this weekend, I'm going to be all over the place. Saturday, Daydreamer Dan and I are going to Mankato, Minnesota for a WWE house show. So we might get some previews of what's going to be happening at the pay-per-view.
Oh, so you're going to the house show before the
main? Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I just found out about it, and I got some really good seats for it. Now, when the tiered pricing comes out, one of the things they mentioned in the survey is that they might, you know, for a couple extra bucks, maybe I could get some priority seating at events as being a loyal member of the WWE Network. But we'll see. And if that's not enough, as I said at the top of the show, I'm going to TLC. This is my first pay-per-view in almost 4 years. The last pay-per-view I went to had the Shield, and the Wyatt family.
Ooh, wow.
Remember, the last one I went to was Chamber 2013, 2014? Mm-hmm. In the height of the Wyatt's Shield feud.
Which was awesome.
It was so awesome, we were chanting that before the bell rang. But yes, me and a photographer friend of mine in the area are going to TLC. We have lower level seats, so we have a grand, splendiferous view of everything when the TLC match is going on. And because I'm not paying $500 for a pay-per-view chair seat.
Yeah, can't blame you there.
For all you Supercard fans and those who may not be Supercard fans, here's the time to jump in because they're doing a Halloween special, the Mystery Pumpkin card that you can pick up at the higher tiers at Ultimate WrestleMania 33 and SummerSlam 17 tiers. You get a Mystery Pumpkin card with shit stats. However, if you cultivate it over Halloween or perhaps just the 1st of November, it will turn into a serviceable zombie card. If you're participating in Ring Domination, the event card this week is a Zombie Undertaker card. I don't know if that's redundant, but the card looks sick. So, I think that's everything. It should be everything. Yeah, that's everything. So, for Stat Boy Josh Henniger, for Bad News Beeman, for Jason Block, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do check in next week where we see the fallout from TLC, and hopefully I will have some wonderful stories about the Shield, about a demon, and about a PowerPoint presentation. Yeah, that's what I paid money for, right?
The preceding podcast has been a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net.